Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to Road Bike Action Radio. I'm George Thomas in Sierra Vista, Arizona at Cycling Camp. We're on the line with Road Bike Action magazine editor Neil Shirley, who is just back from a trip to Israel. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thanks, George. Thanks for having me.
Now, well, it's always a pleasure. Were you over there riding, coaching? Why Israel?
So I got the most random email one day from the promoter of Grand Fondo Dead Sea, inviting me to come over and ride the event. So after, you know, some quick Googling and a little bit of research, that indeed it'd be the fourth year of the Grand Fondo over there. And so I was really intrigued. I had never thought about Israel and travel, or at least traveling there, especially to ride my bike. So once I did a little homework on it, I opened my mind and I figured, okay, let's go for it and see what it's all about.
The Dead Sea Grand Fondo, that sounds intriguing.
Yeah, so one thing I didn't quite realize about the area is, so the Dead Sea is the lowest place on land, the lowest place you can ride a bike or do anything in the world.
Really?
1,388 feet below sea level. So if you think about it, you know, everyone likes to go up to altitude, do altitude training. But what do you do at altitude? You feel worse. You go slower, right? So when you're below sea level, almost, you know, 1,500 feet below sea level, all it's like having a third lung. you feel fantastic. So, you know, that was something. You know, it's you're in the, you know, Judean desert, and it's just a completely different atmosphere than I've ever experienced and ridden my bike in. It was really phenomenal.
Now, I'm totally, my brain is just stuck on 1,300 feet below sea level, because you're in Santa Clarita near the ocean, so let's say you're 400 feet elevation, you're actually doing elevation training for the Dead Sea Grand Fondo.
Exactly. It was something definitely, like you said, hard to wrap your mind around, and especially when, you know, we started the Grand Fondo, is just right, the start and finish is just in this beautiful stretch where there's about a dozen hotels, kind of the touristy area where everyone goes to soak in the Dead Sea and vacation. And you're about 20 miles into the Fondo, and you've been climbing before you actually see a sign that says sea level. You're like, wow. You know? It's really a trip.
So you're climbing to sea level. Now, the Dead Sea,
yeah.
Isn't that the most salinated water on the planet?
Yeah, correct. So there's no fish or anything can live. It has a 29% salt content, and that's compared to the ocean, which is 4%. So it's completely different. You step into it, and you feel it. You feel it right away, and hopefully you don't have any road rash or anything.
Oh my gosh.
You would not last a second. get in, and you just you couldn't drown if you tried. You know, you cannot do anything but just float in the water. You just lay there, you float, and it is so relaxing. It's amazingly relaxing. And then another part of it is that it's hard to get sunburn that low as well. So it's a really interesting part of the world. And something I wouldn't have really pictured myself ever, you know, going to.
Now, is there any plant life around there? I mean, I have no idea what the terrain would be like at that elevation.
Yeah, so there isn't much plant life at the Dead Sea. It's mostly desert. But as soon as you start heading up, say towards Jerusalem, which is approximately maybe 100, 120 kilometers from the Dead Sea, we started getting to like some green grass, and there's like, you know, there's some palm trees in the area, but I doubt those are native. They had recently had rain in the Jerusalem area and the kind of the hillier areas. So it was quite pretty.
And how many people were there? Was it a real international bike ride?
It really was. So from you know what the promoter has told me and what the locals have said, basically the cycling culture over the last 4 or 5 years has really grown. So you know, with for the event, there were about 1,100 riders there, and there was a 3-day professional stage race going on at the same time in conjunction with the Fondo and a women's 1-day UCI race. So 1,100 total riders, and these weren't really new riders. I mean, these were experienced riders, nice equipment, people they knew, you know, how to ride in a pack. So I was really impressed with the level of riders over there.
How about logistics? What was it like getting your bike over to Israel?
So I have a Ritchie breakaway bike folds up into just a little small suitcase. So it's just a normal check bag, but you'd be the same as flying anywhere. If you're going, you know, to Italy for a cycling trip, it'd be the same as that. So there is more security in and out of Israel, but maybe 5 minutes extra, or 10 minutes extra at the airport. So not any inconvenience or anything.
And then what was the terrain like? What was the elevation gain during the ride?
So the total ride was 95 miles, and I believe we had maybe around 6,000 feet of climbing. So once you get out of the Dead Sea, it's maybe lightly rolling terrain for the first 40 miles, and then we get to a point, a climb called the Scorpion Pass, and it was... Up until then, there were nice wide roads, and mind you, we had full road closures, which is unheard of.
Wow.
For a Grand Fondo, unheard of. But there, they had full road closure, so it was incredibly safe, no traffic to deal with. So then we go into Scorpion Pass, and I had been warned about this climb from everyone, how challenging it was, and it was... The entire climb was 2.2 miles and I believe averaged 9%, but that included about a 1 kilometer descent. So the real climb was 1 mile, and I believe it was like 12% average with 15 switchbacks. So there's about 16% coming out of each switchback. And it's narrow, one lane, really, really rough road. And that was the leg breaker. It was short, but it was really steep. But with each switchback going up and then kind of looking back down from where you just, you know, come from the desert below, it was just this beautiful panorama.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around 16 switchbacks in a mile.
Yeah.
And that's like stair steps.
It was just twisting up this, basically, the cliff of the mountain. Here in California, we don't have anything quite like that. So it was so many unique things in the ride that I just afterwards I sat there thinking, wow, what an opportunity to be here and do this.
That's amazing. I'm just thinking of when you got to go and ride in Taiwan and now Israel. Is this one obviously you would recommend it. It sounds like you had a great time. Is it one you'd plan on going back to?
It definitely is. And I'll be honest with you though, it's not just the ride. I thought I was going over there for the Grand Fondo and just to do the Grand Fondo, but what really ended up making the trip was the stuff around the Dead Sea, kind of the leisure, the soaking in the Dead Sea. But then after the Grand Fondo, we went into Jerusalem and taking, basically going into tourist mode and spending 2 days and seeing things that, if you read the Bible, everything has been talked about. And regardless of what you believe, just knowing that this place has been such a hub for, humanity for thousands of years is just a really amazing experience.
That sounds like a one. Were you able to take your family?
I did not take my family, but it's something that if I'm able to go back and do the Grand Fondo again next year, I'll definitely bring my family. I wouldn't... a lot of people ask me about if I felt safe or if I was worried about any of that. And I felt very, very safe the entire time. That was not ever on my mind. And it's something I would easily bring my family over for.
Well, Neil, surely that sounds like an amazing experience. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you. It was a fantastic time.
Road Bike Action Radio from Sierra Vista, Arizona at Pack Tour Century Week. I'm George Thomas.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.